now. We've spoken to Finn Callahan and Ben Hobbs. This young man, Wispy, we like to talk about our young draft prospects very early. 183-centimetre winger from Portland, Country Victoria, played with the Greater Western Victorian Rebels, 28 touches and a goal against Gippsland in one of the few NAB League contests that got played, and was in the Vic Country squad a month later. His name's Jamison Ballantyne, and he joins us. Good morning, Jamison.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Tim. Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolute pleasure having you on. A beautiful part of the world, Portland down there. Are you down there at the moment?
Yeah, I am. Just getting ready for school at the moment. So the sun's out today. So, yeah, it's good down here.
Have you got a whiskey in your hand, Jamison? Because somebody pointed out to us that Jamison and Ballantyne are both brands of whiskey.
I don't currently, but at the Rebels, I did. They did try and give me that nickname last year, but it hasn't stuck, thank God.
Do the parents, are they big whiskey drinkers, or the grandparents, are they big whiskey drinkers?
No, they're not really. So, I don't know what happened there.
Are you on a farm down there in Portland?
No, I'm not. I live in town. We used to have a little bit of a hobby farm out of town. It was only like 14 acres, so... No, I'm not, but I help a mate out on one of his dairy farms through the week. So, yeah, got a little bit of background there.
Do a bit of early morning milking.
Yeah, I've only been doing it for a couple of months. Just every Sunday, arvo, give him a hand to catch up.
Is that to strengthen your grip in your hands?
Yeah, I could do with that.
Hey, it does, Gary.
I know it does, Tim. Strengthen your grip. Can you tell us, Jamison, give everyone a bit of an insight into the challenges of playing for a team in the under-18s when you're able to play, of course. You're living in Portland. The Greater Western Victorian Rebels was based in Ballarat. So give us some of the logistical challenges that you had to face.
Yeah, that's right, Gary. I guess every Thursday, training in Ballarat, it's a bit of a trek to get there. I leave school on a Thursday at 12 o'clock and come home and grab my bag. And I drive to Warrnambool myself. I got my license in April and jump on a bus with the Warrnambool boys and head across to Ballarat. Usually get into training about 4:15 and straight into it, basically. And then train and have some dinner and hit the road and get back to Warrnambool at 9:30, 9:45. And then I do the last hour and 15 home myself and get home at about 11 o'clock at night. So it's a pretty big trip, but fortunate enough, we had a good season this year, so made it very enjoyable, and the boys on the bus are good fun too.
It's about a 260K round trip, Wispy.
Unbelievable.
Is that 260 one way or 260 round trip, Jamison?
260 one way.
Jeez, a 520-kilometre round trip just to go to train and Wisp.
You would have worn that car out by now, wouldn't you, Jamison?
The K's are getting up there, so it might be nearly time for a new one.
Boy, you get drafted. What might you cast your eyes on if you do get drafted?
I'm not sure. We've got a Ford Ranger, and I like that, so I might look for something around that, or an Everest or something like that.
Top of the range there, Gary.
What was your first car again, just for Jamison? Just what did you have?
Station wagon. Bought it for 1,400 bucks. I paid for a Jamison.
Bargain.
Hey, tell us what you do when you're not playing footy. We've got a few hobbies down there in Portland. I used to live in Portland a long, long time ago. Some beautiful beaches down there.
Yeah, it's a very nice spot. So I usually try and fill in a bit of my time surfing and hang around the beach with friends. So, we've got a few good spots down here. Do a bit of running and stuff like that. It's a very nice spot down here in Portland. So, plenty of sites to go and see along the coast.
Talking to Jamison Ballantyne, 183-centimetre winger who hails from Portland. He will go very high in the NAB draft. You made your debut for Portland at the age of 15 and you only weighed 60 kilograms. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Tim. I was about 15 when I debuted and I was very skinny back then, but I sort of just had to, obviously the first game I was a bit obviously nervous and bigger bodies and whatnot, but I just had to stick to my strengths, my running and agility and ability to step opponents. and use my strengths. And then I guess as I got the feel for it, I really enjoyed being exposed to senior footy, and I think it helped develop my game.
I think it does. I think it really does help develop the game playing against men at an early age like that. What did your parents think about you stepping out at the age of 15 onto the field with all those men, though?
I think Dad was pretty happy about it. I think Mum would have been had her eyes shut a few times, but no, I'm sure they enjoyed it.
And how many clubs have you spoken to so far? We know that obviously all these interviews would be conducted via Zoom. How many of them have you spoken to?
I think I've spoken to about 8 now. And I've got another one this week. So I've really enjoyed that process. I think it's really helped with my public speaking and all that sort of stuff. And all the clubs have been really good to talk to. And I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, you're presenting beautifully here this morning, Jamison. Let me tell you, who do you sort of liken yourself to? Our listeners like to be able to get a mental image of someone in their mind.
I've got one in my mind about him.
Have you? Have you got?
I've got sort of like a Lockie Whitfield style look about him.
You got a bit of Lockie Whitfield about you, Jamison?
Yeah, I think so. I've had that comment a few times. Gary, I think also Isaac Smith, someone I like to watch and try and model my game off just the way, like his running patterns and the way he uses the ball, and just his gut running. I think he's someone that I try and structure my game around. But if I could be under the name of Lockie Whitfield or Isaac Smith, I'd be very grateful.
You got both sides of the body covered, like Lockie?
I'm working on it. I try and use my left as much as I can. Definitely still need some work.
And what's your greatest footy memory to date? If you had to say, what's been your footy highlight to date, what is it?
I think it would have been this year, just pulling on the Vic Country jersey with alongside 8 or 9 other Rebels teammates this year, especially being down here in Portland. That's a pretty big honour to be playing up against Vic Metro at Windy Hill. That was probably something that I'll remember forever, and I really appreciated that opportunity.
Very famous game, that Windy Hill game, ground, Jamison. Also, before we're talking about the fact that clubs have interviewed you, did you feel inclined to ask any questions of them when you're going through that interviewing process?
I think I've talked to a few interstate clubs, and I think being in Portland and travelling and whatnot, and my mum lives in Geelong, I'm not afraid to move interstate. It's not something that bothers me at all, but I think I just asked them the support network they have around young kids moving interstate. And of course, they've got really good support networks. So just seeing how clubs set up that structure. And I've noticed that a lot of them are pretty different in the way they set it up. So that's usually something that I ask them. And just try and get a feel for how like a day-to-day itinerary works at a club.
No, that's a good question to ask of a club too. How would Mum feel if you ended up over there in the West?
I'm sure she'd miss me, but I think at the moment we'd be very happy to just get drafted anywhere and be given that opportunity.
Good answer, mate. And just a quick one before we let you go and get ready for school. Who do you barrack for?
No, I'm a barrack for Richmond.
Oh, I've got here, I'd love to have whiskey at Richmond. That's from a Melissa. So we're getting messages coming through. You've made a big impression already, whiskey. I think that nickname's going to stick. And you're in our stable. We're going to keep a close eye on you. And good luck when the draft comes around.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim. Thanks again for having me on.
Good on you, mate. Fantastic job. That's Whiskey Ballantyne. Jamison Whiskey Ballantyne. Who? What a beauty.
That is going to stick.
It will stick. But what a great kid. Fantastic. When you're doing those sorts of... Hey, a lot of young athletes are making those sacrifices. Young gymnasts are doing the same thing and swimmers and all that sort of stuff. So good luck. I think you've got to get a beauty if you draft Whiskey Ballantyne. We are taking a break. He was here for the new Kia Niro electric SUV range, which has just landed.